Blog Talk Radio.
Go hard, 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 go hard,
go hard, go hard, go hard.
Lord, kill me if I don't preach the gospel. Still in my 20s, but I die if I die. Man, I'm already dead. Get my flesh. I done been crossed over. See the full court press. I'm a full court mess. If the Lord don't use me, running from a trial, thinking everything's proven. If the cross don't move me, then I don't wanna breathe no more. If I ain't seeing Christ, partner, I don't wanna see no more. Rep him every day without worrying about a bruise. And I've been to China, man, I've seen some real persecution. If you didn't know Christ, would your life look the same? And they tell you value Jesus by the way you rep his name, man. What's the point of living if I'm living for myself? Lord, empty out my life before I put you on the shelf. So for God, I go hard, I don't wanna die tonight. But it's too many people living who ain't heard about the Christ.
Go hard, 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 go hard. Lord, use me, 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 go hard, go hard.
Sell a lot of records, but there's people out here dying, and none of them heard the message. Took my wifey on a mission trip, hit Central America, shed a testimony, voted, people stood and stared at her. When she said Jesus, should have seen it was a saying. 40 out of 40, never heard of Jesus' name. Oh man, we ain't focused on the war, we just kicking it. Worry about our image and our face up on the internet. Take me at the game, coach, I don't wanna play no more. If I can't give it all I got and leave it out there on the coast. Thank you for the grace, for the will and the desire. Got me living for your glory instead of living to retire. But I pray I never tire of going off of Messiah. I don't need no motivation, you the reason I'm inspired.
Go, 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 go,
Talking about putting on sin, man. And putting on Jesus Christ, know what I'm talking about? Colossians 3, baby. Ephesians 4.
I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazing. situations I'm facing. My praise is crazy. Wait, I said that before. I guess this deja vu like Beyonce and Jay-Z. My praise ain't lazy, cause when things are hazy, the truth could be just like Patrick Swayze. Oh yeah.
Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say.
Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say.
Don't mistake me for a sucker cause I'm slow to anger. And you don't even know me, to you I'm a total stranger. That could be bad, you don't know my capabilities. I pack something supernatural in my artillery. I guess I should inform you and warn you my life is covered. And I'm confident in every single word I write and utter. I ain't the type to stutter, I say what I feel, man. Some can't take the truth, I learned to accept it and still say it. I wish my occupation was strictly for teaching people how to talk cause they activate death when they be speaking evil. But see this individual. Well, no, that's critical and it's pitiful. That's why my aim is to do the reciprocal and change the mindsets of people who think talk is cheap. It can add up to you losing your life out here on these streets. Yeah, talking loud, saying nothing, trying to stunt when you really weak, like 7 days out the month.
You ain't got nothing good to say.
Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say.
Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say.
Keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say.
Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say.
Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say to
keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say.
Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say.
Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say.
Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say.
Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Shut up.
Once again, it's another edition, another episode of Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. We are in the studio. It's your girl, Lady Di. We are in the studio, and it's going to be a hot show. We got some... I can't with my sister today. I'm in the studio. I'm trying to start the show, and I got my sister standing behind me or standing in front of me. She's giving me the googly face, I guess is that what you call it. But we're having a hot show today. It's Friday, y'all. It's been a... crazy week for some of us. I'm happy to be alive. I'm excited to be alive for many reasons. One, because, like I said, it was a very, very crazy week for us, and it's been a crazy week for our world. We had Joe Frazier. He passed, and Heavy D has passed, and so we send our condolences to them. But it's just an awesome, awesome opportunity to be alive. For those of you guys who are alive, you guys should be very, very happy. We are going to get into some more music, but I want to let y'all know it's November already. We are in the last quarter of the year. And when we come back from our next track, I'm going to kind of go into detail about the last quarter of the year and what we need to be expecting for this last quarter. Hopefully I can get my sister on the line with me and in the studio with me because she's been kind of quiet and she's had a cold, so let's see if I can bring her on with us. Sissy, are you there? She's not there.
No,
it's okay. Hopefully she doesn't get on there sounding like a boy. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. She's just now getting off of a cold and getting over a cold, and so she just kind of she's lost her voice. So we are going to come right back, and like I said, when we come back, we are going to get deeper into the last quarter of the year and what we need to expect from the last quarter. Here is Flame Like Christ. Here we go.
Yeah, they want you to look like this. I mean, they want
you
to
wear
copy
these shoes.
Everything the world's doing.
You gotta have that shirt.
So many people, they
but
want
if you
us
got
to
that
be like
with them shoes.
But
you gotta have that chain. They want us to have that new hat.
Know who y'all want to be like man.
Christ.
You know what I mean?
I wanna be like
oh, okay. I be always dancing like every little chance, every little chance. Little man can't wait to get his hands on a whip. Huh? They don't understand life nor the issue with sin, but they know the article and the issue that 50 was in. Yeah, I hear him spit, little man's eyes trying to battle rap. I'm like, follow me to the scriptures, see where the battle's at. But you can't, you're watching College Hill. I guess you dropped your cup and let the knowledge spill. I'm looking for the convicted to see who's new on the team and tired of doing what they do on the screen. In other words, trying to see the ones that Jesus drafted. No matter what round pick, you were still in drafted. You ain't gotta walk miles for cheesecake to be signed with the squad. Fake too great to get you signed with God.
girl as cute as a baby doll. It's hard to reach her cause she's tuned into cable now. She's watching videos, staring at all of the boys. She's a sinner, she doesn't know about Jesus' joy. Yes, she knows about the clothes and the latest fashion. She should be on MTV News with the latest action about what's going on lately in the industry. But she's clueless about Jesus' ministry. She doesn't know her and God are still enemies. Separated by nature, now there is enmity. She's so silly, you should see her dance. Only thing that I'm praying is that she see her chance. To meet the one with the world in his hands. Personally, as her savior, and start taking a stand. Begin to advance and stop chasing a man. It's what the father is waiting for the young lady. White and red, see, those are rockets. We headed with the right to dead. That's a category mistake, like a solo group. You can't take to the grave those Manolo boots. No life to you, look to his life and the blood that he shed. The sin price cost him more than an arm and a leg. Tell the truth, man. And we ain't preaching, wrap it up. You wouldn't have to deliver if you put the package up. Get it? Everybody's looking for something to be like, man. But other somethings are nothing unless it be Christ. No. The Bible instructions we sinners, they can't see light. Yeah. Our direction is left and sinners can't see right. Nope. I can't wait till we finish and get to see Christ. Yeah. If you die in your sin, you never will see Christ. No. Mind is retired, seek the Messiah. That's the only person God wants us to be like.
I wanna be. Yeah, I lost my voice, but I'm back. Dante is gone. Is now
so crazy.
So, yeah, I'm glad to be here. It's Friday.
I'm glad you don't sound like a boy.
Hey, I don't sound like a boy anymore.
I'm saying you were sounding like a boy all week, and you. I was gonna play that Beyonce for you,
but no, she did. She sounded like a boy all week. And
excuse me.
She did. But anyway, it is November, and it is actually Veterans Day, so big up to all the soldiers. My daddy, we salute you. My god sister said, her sister. So we salute all the soldiers in the armed services and the armed forces. Big up to my daddy, U.S. Marine, Semper Fi, all the way. I know some people like boo, but no, we salute all of the soldiers in the armed forces. We say great job for protecting our country because I know I couldn't do it. But Dante, are you back with us?
I'm not talking. My name is not Dante. Anyway, let me go on and get into my...
It's going to be a hot show! I could just feel it in my spirit. I felt that down in my Shonda. I did. It's going to be a hot show, y'all. I just... Okay, Dante, I'm gonna let you talk.
I ain't got nothing to say. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm gonna let you talk. Yeah, we're gonna get Denise to talk today because she hasn't really talked all week, and so we love to hear that beautiful deep voice of hers.
I'm just waiting to see her.
I love it. No, I really want to hear you talk. Let me tell you why it's gonna be a hot show. Because I think I have a high suspicion that one of my brothers is gonna be in the studio tonight, and I'm hoping that he can stop on through before the show is over. That's what I'm excited about. He's coming through. If y'all are on Twitter, Ron_W2 is supposed to be in the building today. So let's see if he's going to come on through. I hope that he comes on through. He ain't called into the studio. He ain't, I believe he's on his way. I'm hoping he's on his way. Because when he steps in the building, it's going to be bananas. So I'm waiting. Aren't you excited, Sissy? Yay. Don't act like that, because you know when Ron come roll up in the building, your whole countenance is going to change. Because he just brings, my brother just brings something out of us. So get on Twitter. As a matter of fact, we need to put out something on Ron to get him to come into the studio, like, really, really quick. So if y'all on your Twitter and you guys are following him, this brother is trying to call me right now, and he know I'm in the studio. What kind of a foolery is this? He is calling me right now, but he's not calling this little switchboard, and I'm really upset about that. But anyway, answer your phone, and we're going to buzz him into the studio and get this thing rocking. Hey, y'all. Welcome back. I miss y'all. I know y'all haven't heard our beautiful voices for too long. Excuse me. Okay. But you haven't heard our beautiful voices in 2 whole weeks. We missed y'all. I hope y'all missed this. We missed y'all. Okay. I did miss you. I missed you guys with all of my heart. I missed you this much. If you guys can see me in the studio, I miss you guys this a whole bunch. I did. Yeah.
Anywho, it's Feel Good Friday, y'all. We hope you're feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm happy to be off of work. I had a long week. It's been an awesome week. I didn't have a voice. Yes, Dante was in the building for a little bit, but I am back. Thank you, Jesus. I got a voice back. It crept on to me last night.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know what? All these interruptions, I'm feeling very unloved.
I'm just feeling good today. I'm hot. I'm geeked. I can't wait. Hurry up and get here.
If you are joining us for the first time, we want to say welcome. It is a pleasure to have you here on this Veterans Day, and it's 11-11-11. Y'all, guess what? Y'all never see this day again, so I hope it's memorable.
Excuse me. Okay.
We have some birthdays in the building. It's November, so we actually want to give a shout-out to my mentor, Ms. B. Derrick. If you're listening on the line, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
We have Isaiah Petaway, Mr. Petaway. Oh, and congratulations on the baby that's on its way.
Congrats. I love babies.
They do not love you.
Yes, they do. You know what? Actually, okay, when you finish, I'm going to tell you what they said 11-11-11 means. I mean, what 11 stands for, but go ahead.
Anyway.
Happy birthday.
We have Minister Jeremy Upton. What up, boys? He's in Florida, y'all.
Happy.
Anyway, happy birthday to you, sir. And, of course, we have my little cousin. She's not little anymore. She's taller than me. She's like a skyscraper. This is Lynn Rollins. Happy birthday to you, ma'am. We have you. We hope you guys are enjoying your day. If you do have a birthday in the month of November, even if your birthday may not be today, please tweet us, email us, Facebook us. Let us know.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. Miss Stasia. Excuse me. Miss Stasia Johnson. Anastasia, happy birthday to you. We did forget about your birthday. Your birthday was yesterday. So we want to say happy birthday.
I have a secret to tell you.
Is it about a birthday?
It is about a birthday.
I'm in the birthday segment right now.
I know. I'm just going to tell you a secret. Come on, lean in. I got to tell you.
What is?
Our birthday's coming up. Okay.
So anyway, we're going to bring it back to reality because we're in the month of November. God has not graced us to see December yet.
I'm expecting.
Excuse me, but we're giving big ups to birthdays in the month of November.
Okay, so it's not about me. Okay, just let me help you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday.
If I could sing, I would sing y'all happy birthday, but since I know my calling and that is not it, we're just going to say happy birthday. God bless you. We hope that you have many more. And
Donnie, come to the studio. Come to the studio.
Donnie, no, she. Donnie. No.
Okay.
Anyway, once again, happy birthday to all the birthdays in November. If it is your birthday and you would like a shout out today, please Facebook us, BRAW_radio. Rita, no, I'm sorry. I just said that. Facebook us. Soul Talk Kingdom Radio, or if you want to email us at weraw_radio@yahoo.com. It's time for us to jump back into another track. We hope you're enjoying your Friday because we are here in the studio, and we'll be right back. Let's go.
Hello? Come on. Okay, go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm the music major.
To come into the studio. He must have heard me talking about him. See, his ears must have been really itching. But I am so hyped. He's about to be here in like 2.5 seconds. So hopefully we get his cheeks up here in the studio. Then I can see if I can get him on the line with us. Or he can cut a fool with us. But for those of you guys that are just tuning in, It is still Good Friday. It's Soul Talk in the Radio. I'm Lady Di. I got my sister here, Miss Denise Renee, here with you here again on Friday. I miss you guys. We haven't been on in such a long time. And so we are back. We are excited. We are happy. I'm happy. Sister, aren't you happy? Okay.
Yay.
we just finished up the birthday segment, and if only I can sing, I will really tell you guys how I really feel about birthdays in a good way, but I can't sing, so I'm just going to say happy birthday. I think that was good enough. Happy birthday to everybody. I am so excited. I'm so happy. I'm going to play more music right now, but I'm excited. Okay, anyway, this girl has said she's excited about 15.
I know. I'm counting. Let me count the ways.
No. Go ahead. Anyway, y'all, welcome. Welcome, welcome. That's all I can say is welcome. Anyway, we're jumping in today. We want to know, what do you expect in the last quarter of the year? I know a lot of people don't look towards anything until the beginning of the year. They start New Year resolution at the beginning of the year, and well, we're close, so we're not quite there. So how do you plan on finishing out your year? I know I have a couple of things that I want to accomplish and a couple of things that I really wanted to do, and God has really graced us to do a lot of things this year that I never thought that I would be doing. Right, Eden's radio show, being able to be an administrator over a dynamic youth ministry at New Birth Metro here in the Atlanta area. My sister, my God sister, is back, you know, visiting with us for a period of time, so I'm grateful for that, but I also got some business stuff that I really want to do, so I'm excited about the end of the year, about to launch a new website and helping other people get their websites up together, so I'm planning on finishing stronger than ever. If you're on Twitter, if you're on Facebook, if you want to email us, please do let us know how you want to finish out the year. What do you expect God to do for you within the next, 2 months maybe? We only got about 60-something days left in the year. What is it that you expect God to do for you? What doors do you want to see open, or where do you want to be come January 1st, 2012? So, yes. My sister's raising her hand. If y'all see this foolery, y'all will laugh. Yes.
Miss Sister Teacher, I have some dreams that I had, and I'm hoping that they come to pass before the beginning of the year. I do have some dreams, and I'm getting closer to them fairly quickly. I am.
Do you care to share? Cause you, I'm the one who raised your hand again.
I have some dreams because, you know, like you said, there are some things that we have started. There are some things that God has allowed us to experience that we would have never thought about doing. For me, I know I have started creating and designing jewelry, and I didn't think that I was going to be able to turn it into a business or just start it as a hobby, but now it's actually, I'm turning it into a business venture. And so what I mean by dreams is I'm needing God to start downloading dreams to me to let me know what direction he really wants me to go as it relates to my business venture, you know, writing books, motivational speaking, just different things, but I don't want to wait to the beginning of the year to start them. I want to try to start them now, so I'm hoping that my dreams will come to fruition. Speaking of dreams, I know that this is a gospel radio show, but my sister has this song that she absolutely loves. It's by Guapola. It's called Closer. And when it first came out, I knew that it wasn't a gospel song, but it just speaks volumes. And I love, love, love this song. Denise loves this song. My sister loves this song. And she says, yo, you got to have this on the show. So while we're in the mode of talking about dreams, here is Guapola, Closer. Listen to it. It's still Good Friday, y'all. Let's go.
Closer to my dream. Thank I thought we Rocking with baggy jeans, being mean, and the lips purple cause we smoking trees.
Everybody ain't
trying to be tough and violent. Matter of fact, I know some cats from the hood plays the violin.
Everybody downtown.
Don't frown cause you around. Just because you wear a suit don't mean we think you a clown. Going to bed about 11. Gotta get up real early, be at work quarter to 7. Going to school, not skipping class. Didn't make the dean's list, but we still gone past. Taking good care of all our kids, making sure they got clothes and something in the fridge.
Some of us are
happy with life, we down with Christ. Got a good head on our shoulders and we feel alright. Yeah, there's a lot of good out there. I see y'all. They need to put this on 6 o'clock news. When everybody singing like
good in the hood.
Yeah. Carrying guns, thinking it's fun. Got two or three girls carrying sons.
Everybody ain't
wearing all black and selling dope and crack. Teens and fiends whose clothes don't match.
Everybody ain't
cussing out babies because they driving you crazy. Just maybe they miss their daddy who left their baby.
Everybody ain't
sleeping around with everybody in town. And when you hit the college ground, it's going down. Working in barbershops and salons, making money, paying bills and child support every month.
The summer of us,
really good people just had a crazy life. For life with long nights.
Some of us
going to church faithfully. Gotta get it right with God before we finally leave.
Some of us
trying to do better. We trying to get it together.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done, we trying to go to heaven. I see y'all fellas.
Come on.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I got to
let out my dreams so I can be what he plans for me. Not just for me, but so they can see lots more of him and less of me.
Right before I die, I got to
love my enemies.
Let's go.
I believe that God came from the heavens and forth to the which man? Let me see your hand like I want. Let me see your hand put it up. Jesus is the reason why I do this. If you didn't know, you knew it. Now you knew it. Praise God, he died on the cross. Now the sins of man, give your life, give your life to Christ, wrote it. Look a demon in the face and say, you don't know me. Give your life to Christ, man. I punch a devil in the face, man. Jesus is the Savior. If you don't believe it, you a hater. Make him the center of your life like any Quaker. Do it till the sooner or later.
Let me see your
everybody in here know his name. Everybody worldwide know his name. Come on, cup it, cup it. Come on, crank it, crank it. Come on, pump that. Come on, crank that. The blood crank is down on this rhythm. That's why I'm the hottest on this rhythm. That's why I'm the baddest on this rhythm. You fake cat, better get rid of him. I told you, you didn't tell me what this thing's supposed to be. I'm the prophet in this beast, so listen to me carefully. I'm trinity, that's his knees. I'm a holler, Jesus. Every son in the club will confess if he need, will bow in their knees. You cranking up that gang. I'm a crank the Holy Ghost. You crank the Lion King. I'm a crank the Tiger King. You're a big bowler. I'm a little taller. Cause the ballers of all ballers is my God Jehovah. You rock a big chain with a Jesus pendant on it. I rock the same chain, but my life's dependent on it.
With him like a Pac-Man, and his ghost they fear me like a Pac-Man. But I will never pack a man, never did, never can. Abomination is the plan of a man who seeks a man. Ha! So if you believe in God, let me see you dance real hard and crank it like it's Lord. Now crank that Pentecostal, walk on water.
Let me see your
come on and in a minute, and we are gonna have some fun.
Comedy. We got Chochi.
I'm saying, okay. More comedy so y'all can laugh, and you know, we do it all.
You really gonna sit down on the show?
No,
you really sit down on the show?
I can't wait for my guys to get out the studio and go on our date.
See, hear that?
She
wants
a hot date.
I did. Got a hot date. We're going to finish this out, 45 minutes off strong, because I got my brother in the building, I got my sister in the building. We all want a big happy family except for one. We're all sitting around the table like it's a round table. Hirsch. Oh, let me tell y'all, because we're in the studio right now, right? And I got my beanie cap on. No, this was not originally my outfit. I had my beanie cap on, and she comes, like yesterday I was sitting here and I was trying to get ready for a show and everything, and it was so cold in this house. So I put on these gloves with the fingertips cut out. They're right there. And so she comes right around the corner and she puts this beanie cap on my head. And then she says, "Now you really look like a bum." What's up?
You
look good
right now.
I feel like
you're
gonna go around.
Okay,
y'all.
Hating.
So we got the bum in the building and we got my brother in the building and I'm kind of lost. I ain't had a voice all weekend. I'm just trying to get my voice.
See this?
Wow.
Don't judge me. The topic of the show was finishing strong in the last quarter of the year. And we were talking about how, or what we expected within the last 2 months of the year, or what was your goals or what were your dreams within the last 2 months. So, just being in the studio, I'm about to put him on the stop real quick because me and him have been talking about some business dealings and other things like that. Ron, within the next 60 days, we got about 60-some days left, what do you expect from God to do this in, maybe in your life, or what type of dreams do you expect to maybe start working on within the next 60 days before the end of the year?
Well, first, I hope he wakes me up.
Hey. Oh.
Got Twitter tongues in the joint
right now.
But really, I'm trying to start a media company back home in Ozark, Alabama. And short term, right now, just, you know, working on my CD. I'm working on that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, most of them. Jess Marie has to be on One Minute Cut. Yeah, Jess Marie, she has the most, like, wonderfulness, if that's a word.
That is not a word, but go ahead. It is. It's in the dictionary, actually.
That's it, wonderfulness.
Wonderful.
Like,
that is not a word. That's not a word.
It's jealous of her right now.
Don't do that.
Come to me.
It's a mess in this studio. But let me say something about expectations, because I was tweeting about that a couple of days ago, and I was saying how with expectations come preparation, and I know that there are some a lot of things that a lot of habits that some people want to break, and some habits that some people want to make. And it is said that it takes at least 21 days to make or break a habit. And I don't know about anybody else, but I wouldn't want to wait until January to start making and breaking habits if I'm going into the new year. So I would want to at least start now, because I know that I have more than 21 days. Actually, I have double that to get rid of my bad habits, start my new habits, get rid of some people that ain't supposed to be in my life. And make way for the new people that's supposed to come into my life. And I use the analogy of when a married couple is expecting. My brother is expecting. How awesome is that? And I actually thought about my brother when I was tweeting, because I was saying when a married couple is expecting, they don't wait till the baby is born to start buying diapers and formula and cribs and baby bibs, and they don't wait till the baby is born to start
planning for the baby shower and getting stuff together, when they're expecting, then they're in preparation mode. And so that's the same with us in our lives. When we're expecting God to do certain things, we have to be in the mode of preparation. Okay, I am done preaching. But I mean, in all honesty, that's really what I was stating is that, you know, if we're going to be expecting anything new in our lives, we're going to be expecting anything great to happen, we need to also be in the spirit of preparation, and we need to be preparing. That means that we need to be getting rid of some things, we need to be bringing some things in, we need to be preparing ourselves for the new year, because when you're blessed, I wouldn't want my 2011 blessings in 2012. I want my 2011 blessings in 2011, because if I'm getting my 2011 blessings in 2012, that means I'm holding up my 2012 blessings. So, with that being said, I encourage everyone to start preparing, and along with preparing, expecting. I don't know why this is. I'm in the studio, and then I got everybody and their mama trying to hit me up on the phone. I don't understand this. This is the devil.
You know, every year they come up with a slogan, right? You know, it's like, we'll be having in 2011. They're going to have a hard time.
I thought that was 2007.
They're going to have a hard time with 12.
Man. Well, I'm not even trying to put up no slogan. How about, I'm going to get mine ready to do it
in 2012.
Wow, really?
And say it again, bro. Say it again.
Don't be an L, a spiritual L. In 2012.
I'm good.
You know what? We need to.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Guess what? My great brother of mine is sitting to the, what is it?
Left of me.
Direction to vision.
And why?
Hey.
And he said to the left of you, and what happened?
I only know my right, man. Right is the best, but I don't know. Anywho,
boo. So go ahead.
Wow. Okay. My great brother is getting ready to start doing this on a show on Fridays.
Ah!
And he's getting ready to start doing something called our Motivational Minute. And I'm excited because that means y'all don't have to hear me talk all the time.
You're so black.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, and you get to hear young Gerald Levert on the phone.
Oh, like man. Mm.
Yeah, I had to bust him out. I got something else to bust him out about, but I won't do it on tonight. So I got to spread it out. I got to pace myself. Hold it. Yeah, I got to hold it. I can't bust him out all in one. Don't you love me?
Right now, this moment, I don't even love you.
Oh, it don't even matter. You love everybody. I love everybody.
Yeah, I do.
If y'all on Twitter, hit us up. I told y'all, Ron_the_peculiar. Follow him, please, because he going to have y'all.
I'm sorry. There's a disclaimer. The boy's on sabbatical right now, so he'll take friend requests, but he might not tweet you back. Okay. Maybe I wasn't supposed to say that, but he's on the spiritual spaghetti. I'm monitoring his friends right now. He's on the spiritual sabbatical. We want y'all to follow him, but you have to wait until after December to have a conversation with him. I'm just kidding. No, please hit him up, Ron_the_peculiar. He is on you're on Facebook too, huh?
Yes.
What are you under?
It's too long to know.
And we'll stay with Twitter. We'll stay with Twitter. It's better that way.
Matter of fact, it's on my bio.
Okay, well, when you hit him up on Twitter, please look him up. He's on
Facebook.
Please follow him. Anywho,
speaking of comedy, look, I need Auntie Vicky to get on this big old comedy trip because she is hilarious. And I tweeted her and I told her that she was going to come on our show and give us some good old comedy. So, I need y'all to hear this real quick, and then we gon' get into something else. But listen to Auntie Vicky, please. I need y'all to listen to her. Let's laugh.
let me tell you something else while I'm here. I don't care what y'all say. For some reason or another, they done threw testimony service right out of church. You used to come to church and testify, give an answer to God who is the head of my life. Thank you, praise the Lord, for being here, saved. Thank you, praise the Lord. Fear with the presence of the Holy Ghost. Do speak. Not just speak. Do speak. In tongues, the Spirit got to go. I want to run on. Run on. Run on. What that mean? I'm 45. I can't run nowhere. Run on to be with the daughter that the Lord has called me to be in these last and evil days. Girl, please. Listen. They done threw that out. You know, I believe they threw it out because people started lying. They just want to come to church and make everybody laugh, make everybody shout and with your lie. For instance, we had a boy when we was little. His name was Emmanuel. But I told Jesus, it'll be all right if I change his name to Emmanuel. Because Emmanuel is God with us. And God ain't with nobody doing as much lying as Emmanuel did. So his name is Emmanuel. And the thing about Emmanuel's testimony, he come in church and just testify, though he could dance. Maybe he'd come in there and dance and come in church and testify so that everybody can shout. He would come, but the problem with him was, you know, I used to suck my thumb when I was a little girl. And I know I probably could use some braces now, but it'll take so long to move these old gums of mine, about 3 or 4 years just to shift my gums back into place. So we ain't fooling with no braces. I ain't putting my teeth in jail at this age. Anyway, Manuel Steve, not only do he need braces, he needs somebody to lay him down and get a sledgehammer and slap him in his mouth and break them rascals off and reconstruct his gum. Reconstruct his whole facial gum area. Because Manuel had the nerve to lie through teeth that shot straight out of his mouth. I mean, they came straight out of his mouth. Bent his lip back, rolled his lip back like a scroll. Rolled that boy's lip back like a scroll. And the only way he could eat an apple, he had to take that apple and bring it straight in front of his face and hop and run it into his teeth and hike him out a piece and throw that in his mouth. And I used to wonder why that boy wanted to drink so much water. Well, I figured it out. When your teeth is coming straight out your mouth, wind be on your throat. And in order for you to continue to talk as normal people would talk, you got to have some water back there to keep that wind off your throat because your lid is up. Anyway, he had the nerve to lie through them people. He would come to church. We started revival on Monday. He'd be there. First one testifying. Saints. First of all, he said that word was saint. But see, in order to say saints, you got to have your stuff down. Stuff can't be up and you say saints. You need your teeth to form your essence. Hank, I want to hang the hall for him in here. Hank the Lord for being here. And want to hang the hall for him in. Hey, say. Thank God, and him with the going on. That saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And baby, and he said, and on my way to church this evening, on my way to church this evening, I was going past some people, and they was cutting down some branches. I was going past some people, and they was cutting down some branches. And one of them branches almost hit me. If it didn't hit me, it hit the brother that was going to church with me. And I want to thank God. And baby, he went to dancing, and all them people in that church that have bit more discernment went to dancing with him. Now, you know that's a shame. And the next night, here he come back again. Hank, with his mouth sticking out like a sword. Hank, I want to thank the Lord for being here this evening. And I want to thank him for being, hey, Hank the hide and him with the passion going on. And I want to hang the horse, because on this evening, I was on my way to church, and I was out crossing the street. The street. I was crossing the street. And when I was crossing the street, I almost got ran over by a car. And the car didn't hit me, and it's the brother that was with me. And I want to thank God. And baby, he started out again, and a little less of the saints went with him this time. Because we ain't heard none of this on the news or nothing like that. And the thing I said to myself, I said, boy, number one, I ain't coming to church with you. You get killed coming to church with you. Probably because you laughing every night. And here he come back the last night. Hey, I want to hang the hall for he and him, his evening. For he and Haven, hang the hide and him with the has his Holy Ghost. And I want and I want you to know that on the day, it was a plane crash. A plane crash. It didn't crash in my backyard. It crashed in my neighbor's backyard. Boy, you know you lying. Ain't seen none of this on the news. Finally, the Holy Ghost hit one of the mothers in the church. You didn't take that long. And she got up. She said, "Man, yeah, tell on up in here, telling all them lies." And you know what that boy said? He said, "Y'all faking me. Y'all faking me. God bless you. Tell on, boy, tell on the rest. Stop lying in church. Just come to church and tell them that God saved you and God just woke you up that morning and started you on." And this is how we used to praise Him in the Church of God in Christ. These are songs that I learned in the Church of God.
I love Jesus. He's my Savior. When the storms are raging, He's my shelter. Where He leads me, I will follow. Because I love Jesus. He loves me. Everybody say it now.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
He's my Savior.
When the storms are raging,
the storms are raging.
He's my shelter.
He's my shelter.
Wherever He leads me.
Where He leads me.
I will follow.
man. Auntie Vicky is a character, but speaking of characters, we got two characters in the studio. Boy, when I tell you, Miss, I'm a pump Iron for Jesus and swing low chariot boy over here. Baby, we have been fun. Oh, my gosh. We are having fun in the studio. Y'all should be in the studio with Soul Talk Kingdom Radio, of course. But I want to do something real quick. We have about 22 minutes left before the show is over, and we actually haven't even opened up the prayer closet that we normally do. We have a couple of prayer requests that actually were sent to me, and I actually work for one of the prayer requests, so I want to go on and lift that up real quick and put that out there. You guys go on and pray for them as well. Get a pen and get a paper ready. I'm going to give you a couple of names. The first one is, his name is Raphael Witherspoon, and his grandmother passed yesterday morning. He is the senior director at Newburgh Metro, and I just wanted to go on and lift him up, let him know that we are praying for him and his family. And then we also have Darian Parks. He goes to Newburgh Metro as well. His father-in-law actually passed on Monday, and I think they actually just did the funeral for him today. So we want to go on and lift him up for that. If you guys have any prayer requests, send it to actually tweet it to us, actually DM us. You can also Facebook it to us, leave us in a message. You can also email us. It's braw_radio@yahoo.com. And we'll make sure that we shout you out or try to get you on the show before we end, or we make sure that we, you know, we lift them up in the prayer closet here, and we'll shout you out next week. With that, sister.
Yes, ma'am.
Next week, we were supposed to go to South Carolina. We're actually not going. I don't think I told you. But we're not going to South Carolina. So I was thinking if Mr. Ron would agree. If he's available, he can start coming on the show with us. Hint.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. What you think?
I am A-okay with that. I'm loving it. It's just,
what? Sir?
You
I'm down. I mean, once the radio club bit me, you know, I worked out in Ozark, Alabama.
Oh, my God.
K900. Make sure you turn in.
Yeah.
I love it, man. So I appreciate it. It's a blessing that I can be down here
in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, my gosh. Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, you're from Alabama. Actually, y'all, don't get comfortable. We going to send him back Sunday. y'all don't cry. But I love him. I'm glad he's here, and he's going to be spending some time with us and just chilling out. But anywho, once again, we are talking about expectations for the end of the quarter, and I did share some of my dreams and the things that I expect within the next 2 months. But moving into 2012 should be a big year for a lot of us. I know. I hope it's going to be a big year for Ron. He got a baby on the way.
I'm going
to be an auntie. Hey.
Yes.
Yay!
Do you know what are you having?
We don't know yet. She just took a test for the to see if the baby had Down syndrome. Of course, we already knew the baby didn't, so everything came back, you know.
Hallelujah!
Correct. And I want a girl.
Yay! I want a girl.
Rough, man.
Hey! Are you rough, sir? His son is in the studio with us too, but he said boys are rough. I don't think boys are rough. I think I just want a girl, so I'm rooting for you. I'm praying double hard, and you know, I'm like, Lord Jesus, please give me a girl.
Because he wants a spoiled girl, that's why.
Yes, I love girls. Yes, I'm praying for a girl. So me and Jesus got a hookup. We got the hookup.
Holler if you hear me.
But no, we're praying for a girl. 2012 should be a big year for me. Hopefully, I got some things in the works as far as my job is concerned, and businesses and bonds, businesses, and we talked about the work of some website stuff tonight and get him up and running. Yeah, he is sweating, huh?
Just a little bit. I don't want to lose my hair in the front. So, they can lose their hair in the front, too. They keep wearing all them hats and bandanas or whatever you call it, hair ties, whatever.
You know, it really messed me up one time. I seen a lady with a receding hairline. It messed me up.
Oh, my gosh.
That didn't sit right with me.
I'm saying they do get them. They do get them. You just have. That's why I said I'm going
to
be very, very careful with
careful.
All of them.
Well,
so that's what does it. Stress does it. I thought it was something else.
Man, but okay. Well, we're gonna do this because I am feeling in. I love Patricia Hilliard.
Oh my God.
Yes. If you guys ain't got Patricia Hilliard. CD, please go get it because she's the goddaughter of CeCe Winans. But if you listen to her music, I mean, just like CeCe, and she's an awesome, awesome, awesome woman of God. So we're gonna bring it down just a little bit, but then we're gonna bring it back up because when we end the show, Molly Uly got this song called "I Hate You."
I love that song.
I absolutely, it's bananas, like. For real, I love that song. So that's what we're going to end on in the show. But y'all have to hear Patricia Hilliard, and it's "Oh How We Love You." This song does something to me, but I want y'all to listen to it first right here on Soul Talk in the Radio. Let's go.
And okay, let me tell you something. We're supposed to be in here worshiping, and my daggone brother in here acting a nut. Okay. I don't know what I'm going to do with him. I promise I don't know what I'm going to do with him. But I have to say this. I have to salute him. He said he was, I don't know how I forgot he was in the armed forces. But what branch, boy? Oh.
Yeah,
okay. That's well, you don't know. I'm saying. I mean, I'm not hating, but I mean, you know who the best would be.
Marines, baby.
Y'all do it different than us. Y'all like, you got that masculine, you know, ooh, man. Whatever. For real? That's fine. No problem. I have a secret to tell y'all. I am so sad, and I do this every show. Because we are down for like
9 minutes.
9 minutes before the show is over, and like, hours be going by so.
Has it been at all?
Fast. Yes, it's been 2 hours already, and I get sad, y'all, because I like being on the show.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
But that's good. You know why? Because I'm hungry, and guess what we're about to have? Pizza.
My God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, y'all, that ain't a reason to worship him, baby. There's some people that ain't ate all week. I'm trying to eat in a day.
Sausage and pepperoni.
I said all cheese and crust and
round table.
They don't talk round table out here on the East Coast, baby. We gotta eat Domino's and Little Caesars.
Don't hate on that Papa John's.
Okay, this is Papa John's.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
Amen.
Oh,
I mean, if y'all haven't noticed, 5 o'clock in the radio is not your average radio show.
No, we do talk a lot.
We are, and now I got my brother Ron on the show with us. Everybody?
Yes. Actually, we can get here prompt because we only have about 7 minutes, but we can give him like 2 minutes to do his stuff. We are going to start our motivational minute, but
you want to do it now?
Is there anything that you want to say to the people that God has laid on your heart, your spirit, is concerned?
Amen.
My spirit.
Yeah, your good old spirit.
Go ahead and share with the good old people. Share with the people.
I just want you to know that.
That's fine. Spelled
S-T-U-R. Hey, now, what we do at church? What we do at church?
Blessed be the man.
Blessed be the man.
That come.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
Speak prophet.
God's people here.
And obey.
Amen.
Y'all special. No, if I had anything to say, and this is really dear to my heart when I'm here today. Sometimes, you know, you get into a rut where you feel like, there is nothing to turn to, no one to release on, nobody to cry on. And that's a real bad feeling. It's a real bad feeling. And I'm talking with experience because I got into a situation where I wanted to commit suicide. And when you feel like there's nobody else to talk to, and this is why I was saved. When you get to the point where you forget who you are and whose you are,
right,
and you allow the devil to get into your mind and to change what God had already told you, my advice to you, when you start getting that low, you just got to reach out and just say, Jesus, please help me.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, that God will send somebody your way. God will answer your prayers.
Say that, sir.
He will do whatever is necessary to bring you out of that rut that you're in. I just want to admonish people to hold on, like my sister said, let go of people that are negative in your life, because that plays a big part and how you feel in your mind. If you have negative people in your circle, you're going to have negative actors.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Well, I feel
the doors of the church are now open.
That's the communion tray and the offering bucket. Well, we got 5 minutes left in the show, and it's my time. I say this every week. May God be with you as we are absent one from another. May you have an awesome Veterans Weekend. I know I plan on it. My brother here. So we're about to, you know, eat real good and that real good eat on us. You know, stomach's going to be full and laugh is going to be going on probably until the wee hours of the morning, which is fine. But me and Zion, we say, have a good weekend. We love y'all. We'll see you again next Friday. And Motivational Minutes will start next week. We have Rhonda Peculiar in the building with us.
Yes. Let the church say amen.
And so,
I didn't get no witnesses. See, I'm mad about this thing.
Hallelujah. Okay, you got one witness. You only need one witness. Me and you is a witness
you
together.
Got two or three.
In the name of Jesus.
Don't get up preaching. But we don't end the show on a good tip, on a happy tip, never on a down tip. It's that good old Molly music. We say so long. Until next week, tune in to the best show around this side of heaven. Well, I can't say that because we're on the best show. This side of Georgia.
Atlanta.
There we go. Here we go. Molly Music. I hate you, but I love y'all. Soul Talk Kingdom Radio.
This thing that we all call flesh. Holy Ghost, burn it up.